Proclamation number 8789 of 24th of March, 1964. The knowledge of Jesus and his work of redemption. Seldom only will a man penetrate into deepest spiritual knowledge as long as his soul still dwells in a material outer form, which is not yet completely spiritualized and will always form an obstacle for the radiating through of divine love power in strongest measure, as it goes out from God Himself, which could not be endured by the being before it has overcome all matter and is therefore completely free of it. And to the deepest knowledge belongs now once the mission of Jesus, the work of redemption and the becoming man of God in Him. Insofar as people can be given information about it, this also happens, but it is only ever possible when God can address a person Himself through His Spirit. Nevertheless, even then it can only ever happen in a form which is comprehensible to the human being. It can only ever be explained to him in such a way as he is receptive to it, for divine wisdom surpasses human intellect and can again only be understood by the Spirit in the human being because this is the divine part. For this reason you will also understand that only working of the Spirit can guarantee truthful instruction, and that it then only ever depends on the individual person's degree of love or maturity as to how far he penetrates wisdom from God into a knowledge which is and will remain unfathomable to the intellect. Revelations through the Spirit are only rarely received, accepted, and the reason for this is that men lack all knowledge about it that God reveals Himself again and again, and as long as such work of God is denied or disputed, the proof is already given that the Spirit in man still sleeps, that it is hindered to work, that man has not yet established the intimate union with the Father Spirit from eternity and therefore also cannot be taught directly by Him. But this bond is possible, and it produces the most glorious results by introducing people to extensive knowledge, by the Spirit out of God answering every question for the human being, by solving every problem and thus introducing him to truth. And yet people also claim such an act of grace for themselves, which cannot have an effect on them because the prerequisites are not given for God to manifestly express Himself. That He reveals Himself and guides truthful knowledge to earth. And it is always just a matter of seriously examining what kind of bond the man believes to have established with God. And now only Jesus Christ's act of salvation and God's human manifestation in Him can be regarded as certain as touchstone, for these revelations are the most important thing for people to achieve their aim on earth, union with God. And anyone who describes himself as a vessel of God to whom he reveals himself but who cannot give an informative explanation about it or whose revelations lack such knowledge should not consider himself a divine vessel which receives God's flow of love and grace in the form of His Word. For only a bright light can radiate from God, and every recipient of light must be able to radiate it on again. But if a man has no light to show, then he is also no divine vessel in which the Spirit out of God can work. The commandments of love are certainly the most important, because through the fulfillment of these a person can prepare himself as a divine vessel for his flow of love. And every man knows about these commandments of love, and every man also has the possibility to fulfill them. And everyone will always be blessed who seeks to stimulate his fellow human beings to love and therefore can also rescue his fellow human being from spiritual adversity, and every person will also be urged through the voice of conscience, which is likewise God's voice. Be urged to work and love. But to be able to receive revelations of deepest spiritual content, man himself must lead a love life, to awaken the spirit in him to life, and then the spirit out of God will also instruct him, who knows about everything, also about the deepest depths of wisdom, who hands out according to the degree of love and maturity of the receiver. And this one will also be introduced to the knowledge about God's human manifestation in Jesus and about Jesus Christ's work of redemption. Only then is there also an obvious proof of divine work, because no one can explain and substantiate the problem of redemption out of his intellect. But the intellect of a loving man will also possess the capacity of comprehension, because through love the Spirit was already awakened in him, while a man without love will not muster a right understanding for it, rather will be defensive about it when he is given information intellectually. This is also the explanation why so little knowledge is to be found precisely about God's incarnation in Jesus and his great work of mercy. For such knowledge cannot be transmitted in a scholastic way but can only be conveyed to people by God's Spirit and requires a suitable vessel which accepts it without contradiction and which has not been filled with wrong knowledge beforehand, and which is also able to comprehend a spiritual good, for which precisely the awakening of the Spirit is a prerequisite. Nevertheless, God will always guide pure truth to earth where it is only intimately desired, and where men themselves are no longer able to form themselves to divine vessels for this pure truth. There beings of light take pity on them and enter into an embodiment on earth to serve as mediators between God and men in a time where only pure truth, which starts from God, can still bring rescue to men in their trouble. Whatever will be more often before the end of an earth period, so that still quite many erring souls will be rescued before the end comes. Amen.